This is a Power 98.7 podcast. Now we're talking. Subscribe to Power 98.7 podcasts in iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts. There's more on power987.co.za.
Gitumetsi Pule joins us on the line, a social entrepreneur with ventures in the technology and nonprofit sectors on our Feel Good Corner. She's a co-founder of and chief executive officer of Legal Standpoint. So the app functions as a learning platform and legal marketplace in order to help South Africans have a better understanding of the law as well as connect with lawyers at the touch of a button. Gitumetsi, good morning.
Good morning. Thank you so much for having me on the show.
Batong, what did you have this morning? Unali energy na kitumetsi. You got it. You got it all this morning.
Yeah. I just made some tea, you know, got in the vibe. It is.
No, absolutely. Thank you so much for coming through to talk to us. I mean, let's go straight to it. Before we talk about the Legal Standpoint app, what inspired your choice of career?
Okay, awesome. So firstly, I grew up in Pimble, Soweto. And growing up, you know, I'd heard a lot of stories of people who would often have their rights violated, but wouldn't pursue justice, either because they, you know, didn't know which channels to approach or they didn't know their rights had been violated. And a lot of the times it was because they couldn't afford legal services. So this is something that, you know, I grew up being very bothered by. And I told myself, I'm going to be a lawyer when I'm older. I'm going to be the public protector and solve this justice problem. And so I studied a BA law degree at WITS in pursuit of, you know, wanting to solve this challenge. And then towards the end of last year, I met my co-founder, Pamela Matia, and she was also a law student at UCT. So we were brought together by the Allen Gray Orbis Foundation. And it's, you know, an entrepreneurial program that works on helping people to be high impact entrepreneurial leaders in South Africa. So there was an event that they were hosting, and Pamela and I started speaking and very soon realized that we shared a lot of synergy around wanting to tackle the inaccessibility of law in the country. And that's how, you know, that idea was inspired.
So, so the app, what for you was the push to get to create the Legal Standpoint app?
So like I mentioned earlier, the law is really inaccessible in South Africa at the moment, and that's due to a number of different factors. But the ones that we focus on specifically are jargon-loaded legal texts on the one hand that make understanding the law incredibly difficult, especially if you're not already exposed to the legal field in one way or another. And then on the other hand, legal services tend to be priced quite exorbitantly, and that's out of reach for a number of South Africans. And so what the app does is to solve those problems by firstly helping people understand the law through our library of easily digestible, multi-language, gamified articles. And the articles are available in, you know, multiple South African languages, because at the moment legal texts are predominantly available in English. And that, again, you know, is a hindrance to people really wanting to understand it in a way that's just really simple and straightforward. And then on the other hand, we want to solve this problem of legal services that, you know, tend to be charged quite high. I mean, we do this through our legal marketplace. So we target independent legal practitioners and small to medium-sized law firms who tend to be more accessible in their pricing. And we put them on our directory so that, you know, if people are wanting to consult with the lawyer, if they're wanting to get their documents reviewed, if they're looking for legal advice, they're able to do that at the touch of a button, and they're able to find lawyers on the directory through filters that, you know, would make sure that they are matched with a lawyer that's suited to their budget, that's suited to their language, that offers services that they're looking for.
And how does it work? I mean, do I just download it on my phone and voila?
That's exactly how it is. So the app is free to download, and currently it's available on all three major app stores. So it's on the Apple App Store, the Google Play Store, and the Huawei App Gallery.
Nice.
And so you go on there, you download the app, you sign up. Sign up is really quick. It doesn't take more than 2 minutes. And then, you know, you go on there and you're already exposed to all the articles that we have on there. You can bookmark certain articles that you want to go back to. And the articles are categorized as well, which makes navigating the app quite easy. So if you're wanting to learn about business and, you know, business related matters, or you're an entrepreneur wanting to learn how to legalize your entity, you know, if you want to know what goes into a shareholders agreement, everything that would be related to helping, you know, entrepreneurs navigate that space, you'll find it on there. If you are looking for like workplace and labor related matters, you can go on there and you can find, you know, articles that speak to that. So you go on the app, you learn the law, and then, you know, if you find out that you're in a bit of a tricky situation where you now need, you know, credible legal advice, you're able to then go on the directory, choose from the lawyers that we have on there, one that's, you know, suited to your budget, suited to your preferences, and you're able to just get legal advice from vetted legal practitioners. So everyone that we have on there, is verified and, you know, is an active practicing attorney in good standing.
Okay, you sort of answered my next question. Say, well, how do I know if this are lawyers that are credible? But then, how big is your pool of lawyers that are available for me as a potential client?
Right. So we actually went live with the app on Friday. So we're like, what, 3, 4 days into this journey. And so far we've had about 60 lawyer signups. And all of them are undergoing, you know, the verification process that I've just spoken to, because for us it's of, you know, utmost importance that people are interacting with, you know, good, credible lawyers. So we don't just want to have anyone on there. But also this problem of the inaccessibility of the law is quite vast. And so we're looking at onboarding a lot more lawyers. So, you know, this is an open call to lawyers who are, you know, wanting to partner with us on this mission of just making the law more widely accessible so that people aren't stuck in situations where they're thinking, I can't afford legal services, so now I'm stuck and I guess, you know, the law will not be served or justice will not be served. So we'll be onboarding a lot more lawyers over time. Hopefully by the end of the year we would have reached, you know, 500, but we're actually working on that.
So with that said, I mean, obviously, when I get contacted to a lawyer, or you know, then I'll be able to have a conversation with them. But can I do consultation online on the app itself, or do I have to make an appointment to, or depends on how small or big the matter is?
No, you can absolutely make a consultation on the app, and that's, you know, one of the things that are so great about Legal Standpoint, the fact that you don't then have to contact this lawyer outside of the app and then have to schedule some Zoom meeting or whatever the case is. So on the app, if you go on the directory, you see the profile of the different lawyers. You'll see their bio on there, their profile picture, the different services that they provide, their areas of expertise. And then there's three core functions that lawyers are able to provide on the app right now. And those three specifically are legal advice. So that's just answering questions as you would like any other message. So you send a question to the lawyer gets it on their dashboard and they're able to respond like a text message. And then the other service is a document review. So, you know, if you have certain documents, an NDA or whatever the case is that you need reviewed by a lawyer, that's the second service that they're able to provide. And then the third one, which I think is the biggest one, is the consultation feature. So you go on there, you choose the date that you'd like this conversation to happen, this consultation to happen, the timing, and then you do the payment, because lawyers set their own rates. Again, this is something I need to mention. Lawyers set their own rates. So, you know, you do the payment and then you have the consultation with the lawyer. And then, you know, if you're wanting to have more consultations in future, you're able to do that process over and over again.
Fantastic stuff. Kitumes, just quickly, how do people get in touch? How do people find more information about the app and what you do?
So you can find us on, firstly, if you want to download the app, you can go on the App Store, the Play Store, or the Huawei App Gallery. If you need more information about Legal Standpoint, or you have, you know, questions that you'd like us to clarify, you can send us an email at hello@legalstandpoint.co.za. And we're also quite active on social media. So on Instagram, our handle is @legalstandpoint_, and on Twitter, it's @legalstandpoint. Yes.
Fantastic stuff, Kitumetsi. Thank you so much for coming through to talk to us. Kitumetsi Pule, a social entrepreneur with ventures in the technology and nonprofit sectors, also co-founder and chief executive of Legal Standpoint.
You've been listening to a Power 98.7 podcast. For more podcasts, visit power987.co.za or subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.